There's a lot of things to care about in the world. There's a lot of people to care about in the world. But if you're caring about all of them, you're probably doing nothing because your energy is going to everything. You're leaking energy everywhere. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And before we get started today, I want to remind you that the Bliss Project is coming up. So my annual event that has 500 women every single year is happening again. First weekend in March. And I really pray that you guys can be there because it is one of the best things that I get to do all year long. And really any time that I can get to be in a room with you guys is the best thing that I do all year long because I am all about transformation and total immersion. And that's what this event is. But I'm also all about connection and fun. So I've taken everything that has absolutely changed my life and really helped me overcome fear and understand what it looks like to move forward with my fear, with anxiety, and really help me bust through all of those limiting beliefs and connect with people. And these are the tools that we teach in the room. So my goal is that you leave ready to really move forward with your goals. And it's a perfect time. It's beginning of March. So you get some time to create your goals. It's beginning of the year. And then you get that chance to move forward with your tribe because I promise you, you are going to meet such incredible women there. Like mind-blowing women show up in this room to connect with. And if you feel like you don't have all the answers now, that's great. You're not supposed to. But it is one of those places that you go that's a safe space where you can connect. And definitely this room holds all of our answers if you're just willing to get in the room. And you won't even know what I mean by that if you've never been in a room like this until you actually get in the room. So when people are like, yeah, they say just get in the room. I don't really know what that means. You will know that's all you have to do. You don't have to think past that. So you guys go to theblissproject.info because it's 75% sold out already and it's in March. So this will sell out. It is sold out every year for the past 3 years. So grab your ticket because we have groups and groups of women grabbing their tickets right now. And I want you to be able to go, especially if you're a podcast listener. You're going to meet so many other podcast listeners and you'll have your group of people to move forward with on your goals for the year. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast and for being with me, whether I'm on a run right now with you or in your car. I'm just always so grateful to see all of you on stories and to see where you're listening and for you to share with a friend and for you to text a friend. So if you could do one thing for me right now is if you love this podcast, just text them an episode that's really impacted your life. I know so many of you were really in love with the Rachel Hollis podcast that just came out, the Joe Dispenza podcast that just came out. So if you are thinking of someone who could really use either of those podcasts, just text them one of those or text them a quickie. It's game changing for a podcast to really grow and be able to continue to show up week after week and give you guys three fresh episodes for free. So if you don't mind texting that to a friend who needs it, it would mean the world to me to continue the growth of the podcast and getting this message out. And if you don't know, for some reason, I just want to say, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know that my assistant Evans and I do a Q&A podcast. So if you've not listened to that yet, because you're like, I don't really know if that's for me, I am telling you, it's an awesome, awesome quickie episode. So it's inspirational. It answers a lot of your questions. And we kind of just goof around and update you on what's going on in each other's lives and just different things that we're doing to grow ourselves in our lives. And we also share some of our favorite quotes every single week. So tune into that because that is a new episode that was just added. And I just got back from round two of my book tour. And I'm so excited because I got to spend so much time with all of you in the rooms. And I'll tell you that so many of the same questions come up. And a question that really came up a lot was on focus and how do we change our thoughts and why can't I reach my goals and why do I always feel exhausted or like I don't have a lot of energy and how do I care about all of the things that are going on in the world right now while still trying to reach my goals? You guys, these are so many of the questions that come up. And I have to tell you, I had so many of these questions as well all of the time that I've had to solve for myself. And today I want to talk about focus because what's happening is there's so much going on and so many of us really believe that we have to care about everything and that our worth and our value is really going to be determined by how caring we are to a large group of people. If we care about everything, if we're doing everything to care about everything. And what ends up happening is that we have such scattered focus that we actually don't end up doing anything to change any of the things that we care about because we're just too exhausted and we're too confused and we don't know where to focus. So one of the things I want to say right off the bat is there's a lot of things to care about in the world. There's a lot of people to care about in the world. But if you're caring about all of them, you're probably doing nothing because your energy is going to everything. You're leaking energy everywhere. So in order to really care and make an impact in your life and in the lives of others, right? You first have to make an impact in your life in order to start being able to have enough energy, have the means, have the time, and have the space to be able to impact other people. So how do we do that? Well, first you have to focus on yourself and focus on your goals. So that's going to mean taking the focus off of all of the other things until your cup is overflowing to the point where you can give all of that overflow to somebody else, whether that's monetarily, whether that's energy, whatever that looks like, you first have to focus on yourself. So what I want to say first is we are all superhumans. We literally are like all X-Men, right? We all have superpowers. And how this looks, I want you to picture this. So we basically every single day get go-go gadget retractable cables. And yes, just picture this. So from out of our body, we get go-go gadget retractable cables. Do you guys remember Inspector Gadget? Like his arms were retractable. They could grab onto anything and pull him forward or pull different things up. And we get all of these hooks every single day and we can shoot them out. And on the end of them is like a little claw and just picture it like clamping into whatever thing or thought that we are focusing on. So thoughts in the future, as long as it has to do with our vision and our plan, I want you to think of this. Our thoughts in the future that we're thinking during the day, as long as they're focused on our vision and our plan or creating our plan, those thoughts send out a retractable cable and they clamp into that vision and they clamp into that plan. And anything in the future like that, that is positive focus, not on anxiety, not on overwhelm, not on the to-do list, but positive focus on the future of your vision, right? In your plan. It's going to attach in and it can pull you forward. Now, you have a finite number of these retractable cables. So let's just say that you get 10 a day. And what happens is if the thought is present, you don't have to use a retractable cable. If a thought is present, that's actually a thought that's going to make you lighter. So those cables can actually pull you even further. So you can think all of the present tense thoughts that you want if it keeps you in the present moment and it keeps you grounded. But the thing about the past thoughts, things that you cannot change, things that are going on that you're not able to make an impact in right now, things that have happened in your past, old stories, old beliefs, things that you are not able to complete the circle on by getting the story that you want from somebody else or by getting the forgiveness from somebody else. Incomplete stories, all these things in our past. What happens is every time we think them, a retractable cable goes in those as well. So it shoots behind us into that story from the past. And unfortunately, those stories are anchored in the past. So they are concrete. So every time you put a thought out there or you have a thought, you shoot a retractable cable into that person. Even if it's in the past, you shoot a retractable cable into the thing, the event, the happening, and it does not move. So what happens is even if you have five cables shot into the future on your future plan, you still have one in the past that is not letting you move forward in the way that you want. It's keeping you back. So it's pulling you, it's stretching you, and you're wondering why you can't move forward at the rate that you wanted, but it's because you keep shooting your cables backwards instead of forward into the vision and instead of the present tense moment that actually makes you lighter. So every time you shoot it back into the past into something you can't change, you're actually stopping yourself and you're anchoring yourself in the past. So if you keep on thinking thoughts from the past and things you can't change and things that aren't moving you forward, guess where all of your cables are? And you're like, I don't get it. I'm running and I'm running and I'm running and I'm doing all of the things and I feel like I'm doing all the right stuff, except I'm running in place. Well, you're not focused on that goal in the future. You don't have your retractable cables into your plans. They're not specific enough. Maybe you don't even have a plan. So you're shooting the retractable cable out. You're aiming at nothing, getting nothing. So that's another thing. If you're aiming at nothing, you're certain to hit it, right? If you're aiming at nothing, you are going to hit nothing. So have the vision, paint the vision, shoot your cable out into it every day, meaning think those thoughts. Whenever those old thoughts come up, I want you to really actually think about what's happening. When the old thought comes up, I want you to picture that you've shot a cable backward and you've hooked into it. And now I want you to picture, okay, you know what? That's holding me back. Let that claw go at the end of that cable, just like let it go and retract that cord. Because this, I'm literally want you to picture this because these are the energetic cords that you are shooting out every single day, right? And people see them and they feel them and they're like, ooh, yikes, that girl, she is running in place and all of her cords are behind her. Like I have to have everything shooting forward in order to pull me towards that vision. So in order to let go of those thoughts, I actually want you to think of physically letting go as if those cables are attached to you. Let go, release, say, I see you. I know that you're there, but I don't have to hold on to you anymore. I don't have to carry you. There's no way I am going to scale this mountain with all of my clamps holding me back, right? With everything, all of these retractable cables hooked into the bottom of the mountain with an end to the cable. Like I'm never going to move anywhere. And this is what so many of us are doing with our thoughts every day. And we're like, why do I feel so tired? Why do I feel so drained? Well, you're trying to drag all of those old people and old thoughts with you because you think that you have to. You think that you have to carry that relationship. You think that you have to carry that old friend. You think that you have to carry that old thought or that old memory or that thing that happened, or because you can't complete that circle how you want to complete it, because you won't get the forgiveness, because you don't want to give the forgiveness. You've got your cables into all of the past and you cannot move forward because that is where you're living. So look at majority of the thoughts that you're thinking. And if you're living there, you're definitely not creating forward momentum. And there's that beautiful quote about if you are living in the past, you are feeling depressed, right? If you're living in the past, you're feeling depressed. So really look at where those thoughts are. And if your energy is low, it's probably because you are living in the past, thinking of what happened yesterday, replaying what happened yesterday. And just observe that that's not serving you. That's not serving you, right? You've already been forgiven. And I want you to hear that right now. You've already been forgiven for whatever it is that you did or that someone else did. They've also been forgiven. And that's something that you have to be really, really, really conscious of, is that when we forgive someone, it's not for them. It is for us. It's because we are letting them go. We're letting ourselves off the hook. That means we've taken our retractable claw out of them and we no longer have to carry them, right? When we have forgiven someone, it doesn't mean that we're letting them off the hook. It means that we get to detach our retractable arm from them and we get to stop carrying them. Now, that can be really challenging for some people because sometimes there's things that people have done that are horrendous, that are horrible things. But it's about you finding peace and letting go of them energetically. And that's one of the most important things that we can do if you're going to take that cable out of them and attach it to something in the future. Know that you can't change the past, but you can create a beautiful new future. So a couple quotes on goals that I absolutely love are on focus. The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus, and that's Bruce Lee. And a person who aims at nothing is sure to hit it. So that is, I'm not sure by who it says anonymous. So two amazing quotes about focusing on your vision. Because you have to have a vision that pulls you, even if it's just to be a better friend, a better wife, a better mother. Those are huge things that you can focus on first. Just start to find your focus and aim your superpower there. And your superpower is your thoughts. Your thoughts are going to pull you. If you've not listened to that Joe Dispenza podcast yet, please go back and listen to that episode. Maybe listen to it again because we are so insanely powerful. We are literally like superhuman with our thoughts. If we could just grasp that and understand it, paint a vision and put all of your focus there and choose your thoughts and choose how you want to feel. The human side of you will continue to try to pull you away from that. And that's okay because you have the power of resetting your thoughts in every moment. And also give yourself so much grace around this. I have days where I'm like, I am just feeling so human today. And that's okay. But I'm going to choose the best thought I can for today. I'm going to choose to do the best thing I can for today. What are the things that can help me reset? And you guys, it's always a prayer and a walk. Literally, it's that easy. If you are overcomplicating it, that's part of the problem. Say a prayer, ask for help, ask for guidance, refocus, move your body. If you can't go for a walk, turn on some music around your house, start cleaning your house, do something to move energy through your body and think something positive because it's way too easy to spiral out and go down the rabbit hole of the past and depression. I'm telling you, if that's your default response right now, it's going to feel like the easiest thing that you can do, but just keep moving forward. We're all in this together. I know that it feels like you are alone. I know that it feels like you might just be in such a dark place. I know that it feels like maybe you'll never reach that goal. I'm telling you, keep going, keep moving forward. Beautiful things happen every day. It's the difference between deciding if your life is miraculous every day and looking for the everyday miracles. Build a beautiful, miraculous day by searching for the everyday miracle, and bigger miracles will come along the way. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. Thanks for always tuning in, always listening, sharing the podcast. And I hope that you can picture the Go-Go Gadget retractable cables and that they've helped serve you and that you'll shoot them forward today. I don't know. I'm going to draw a picture of all of us as superheroes with all of these crazy cables. It's just a powerful visual to know what we're actually doing with our thoughts because your thoughts are energy. Your thoughts are energy. They're pushing you forward or they're keeping you stuck. So have the most amazing day. And until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.